dramatize it to an exaggerated extent, which gives audiences something both to look at, to relate to, but then also to laugh and mock at, because, again, it's an exaggerated version of reality as opposed to a snapshot of their lives.
Yeah, definitely. I do think as well that the way that it is produced, it kind of makes it a little bit more interesting than it probably is as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you put up a camera, I mean, just think for yourself. I know that any time I'm at a restaurant, if you've got a couple next to you who's having their first date, it's often not a pleasant experience to be eavesdropping on. It's often thoroughly uninteresting and weird. And I think, you know, if we were having an actual insight into real couples having their first date, it would just be hours and hours and episodes of awkwardness. These types of shows sort of edit out the boring bits and sort of play up the more funny or sad or humorous aspects.
Yeah, definitely. And how do these shows present relationships? How may this impact social ideals and expectations?
Look, I think most of these shows have a tendency to make women look like they're ready to fight for the affections of a man. And I think this idea totally and thoroughly exaggerates the real and human and universal aspect of all of us wanting to find love and makes it something look quite gendered, i.e. that women are the ones who are desperate to couple up and that women will do anything and scratch anyone's eyes out to get him at the end. And I think this idea of women catfighting over a man, that's a really negative but also really well-worn cliche about women's behaviour that gets reiterated by a lot of these shows.
Yeah, definitely. I do think it's a little bit weird as well how they present it. When you think about it, everyone's fighting for a rose. They're all fighting for the same men. I kind of think it's quite interesting. What if the girl actually isn't interested in the one man that they've chosen for her?
Yeah, and I think I read an article about this a couple of years ago about, you know, it's an economic side here of limited quantities. You know, slap a sticker on an item that says it's, you know, limited edition or only one, and suddenly people's appetite for that one item increase. And this is what happens in a show where there's one man and 12 women fighting for his affections. Suddenly he is presented as valuable and as worthy based on the fact that 12 women are fighting for his affections, as opposed to the fact that, would I have been interested in him if he came up to me in a bar? That seems to have gone out the window, because women are competing purely because there is a competition that everyone wants him, so I must want him, and therefore I'll do whatever it takes to get him, as opposed to the reality that what are the odds that a television production house man who has been chosen and presented for you is 12 women the one? It's an odd likelihood statistically.
It definitely is. I think it's interesting as well when you think about the couples that are together. I mean, recently we've had Sophie Monk. She was one of the Bachelorettes. The relationships don't really tend to last as well too much after the show. So I think it's quite interesting to see how they've obviously paired them on the show. And then when it comes to real life and the cameras roll away, it doesn't necessarily translate well.
Yeah, and this is this argument as to whether a relationship that is presented on screen has the ability away from the cameras to have longevity. And this is often why, you know, many couples who meet online, who exchange a lot of emails, who maybe even have a lot of phone conversations, in real life can't just make it work. Because in real life, away from the screen or away from the cameras, daily life becomes important. And this question of whether you and he or you and her can integrate your lives together and make it work in the real life, in the real world, that's often much more of a challenge than the artificial kind of humidity cribs created by television networks.
Yeah, definitely. And before, you were talking about the women, they were desperately seeking love. They may not necessarily be seeking love, but they were kind of just, they had this idealization that obviously they do have to try to look for this guy because everyone's competing for him. So in this day and age, do you reckon that it really is relevant? And what does this kind of say about our current trend of hookup culture?
Look, the idea of women wanting to couple, realistically, we have data that women who are married are going to be better off at the end of their life. You know, their economic situation is going to be more comfortable. Single women are one of the largest groups of who experience poverty in older age. So there is a relevance in the sense that finding a partner, if you're a woman, and particularly a male partner, is going to set you up well economically. There are also psychological benefits from being in a happy couple. That said, people who are single also find happiness, and I think this is something to keep in mind, that not every every relationship or being in a relationship just for a relationship's sake is necessarily the key to happiness. There are a lot of people who are in unhappy relationships, but stay because they fear being alone.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's so important about it as well is it kind of creates for viewers, they're thinking, oh, this is normal. I'm supposed to fall in love. I'm supposed to chase after the guys. It's kind of creating these unrealistic expectations of what people should be doing.
Look, I think that for me, the main concern I have is less about unrealistic expectations about how easy it is to find love, because obviously that's not easy for most people in real life, but that it tells you that that's the main thing in life, that's the key to your happiness, that's what you should be devoting a lot of energy to. I think that's a problem because, again, you know, you hear people who talk about, finding a partner or an online dating almost becomes a full-time job. Now, when it gets to that extent, when you're devoting that much time and resources into finding a partner, one, you could argue that this is a bit of an artificial way to meet a partner, but two, what aren't you doing while you're pursuing this obsessively? And I think that's something that these shows play up, is that it validates the idea that it's worth spending a lot of time and resources on finding a match, when in fact lots of people's partners come to them in other ways, through work, through school, as opposed to aggressively hunting down a partner.
Exactly. And I think an important thing as well for people that have obviously gone on these shows and they maybe have been unsuccessful finding love, where do they kind of go through from there? Are they they've obviously tried in the real life, they may have tried online dating, they even had to go on TV to kind of find it. So it's kind of like, was that their last option or where to now kind of thing?
Yeah, look, I think it's interesting and I don't think we get this data through the television networks, but my hunch is that a lot of people who go on these shows, their primary objective is not finding love. Their primary objective is to be a reality television star. So, because I think that for a lot of people who are looking for love, the television model seems like a rather bizarre way to pursue this seriously. You know, if you're serious about finding love, would you really go on a television show and compete with other people for his affections? It seems bizarre. Whereas I think, in fact, you know, a lot of people use it as a platform to make a brand for themselves, be it to, you know, go on to other future reality television shows, or potentially just to boost a profile, be that a social media profile or another kind of media profile.
Exactly, and you can kind of see this through the Love Island contestants. A lot of them have had, overnight since being on the show, they've had thousands of new followers and stuff. So it could be seen as, while maybe, yes, they would like to find love, it is kind of helped them boost that as well.
Yeah, love's secondary because the odds aren't great that you will find love, but it's much easier to pick up a few thousand Instagram followers. And if you're someone who's actually wanting to monetize your social media, having, you know, boosting a profile and having people follow you is a stepping stone in that, and an important stepping stone.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much, Lauren, for joining us on the show. It has been a great chat.
Anytime at all, Brooke. Thank you.